Good afternoon, everyone. We are coming back for a half hour segment. We're going to call it something with Katie. Resolutions with Katie. So Katie is going to share. She said to me, I think we should talk about the resolutions. And I said, okay, how about if you, actually she may have just volunteered. So I was very happy. And, so thank you, Katie, for, being interested and wanting to talk about the resolutions of the National Federation of the Blind 2021 convention. I'll let you cover it however you see fit. And, yeah, let's just go ahead and let you do that.
I appreciate it. And I'm, you can hear me, right?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, good. I've kind of gone in and out of being muted and unmuted. I was just, when we were going over the agenda and looking at different ones, and I saw that one as an option, and it's a good chance and good idea to pass on the information and the news. And so it's just going to be more of a brief, really brief overview of the resolutions from the NFB convention in July. So I'm going to shift over to my document from my notes from that time frame. And I think all of these were really good information, really good resolutions kind of towards a lot of what we're aiming for, especially with a lot of stuff that's been happening. Raul touched base on one of them when he was talking about NAGDU and some of those. So one of those is in there. And the first one, let me shift back over, is the Affordable Care Act, the ATFA, I think it was. Let's double check here for me. I'm not. Oh, the first one, my bad.
I think
we're a little
ACA.
Bit backwards. We're a little bit backwards. The resolution one. So you guys, anybody can go look up all the different resolutions for 2020. On the national website. That's, I also did a brief check-in on those just to make sure I had something organized and straight.
And they do have 2020 and 2021.
Yes, they do. My bad. I meant 2021.
That's all right.
So the first one is the medical resolution in regards to the affordable, accessible medical equipment, like the dialysis machine or the glucose machines. Their goal is to work in this field. We talked about a lot of this from the different meetings and different NFB events, and just making it so anybody can do the same things as anybody else, doing home care, doing your own care for your own health, for diabetes or any other health care that you can do either at home instead of racking up bills in a hospital or getting put somewhere like in a assisted living home when it's not needed, that you can be just as independent as long as you had that accessibility. So that's why I really liked this resolution. Overall, there are 18 resolutions. Two of them were withdrawn, that they decided not to move forward with it yet, to just keep working on it before presenting it to the national level for voting. So the second one, any questions? Yes. So the second one has also been brought up again in regards to the Voters Election Board earlier in the convention as well. And it was in regards to the access to getting to and from transportation and the accessibility of equal rights in being able to vote. A big topic part of it was sending in private votes. So, and then the third one, we're going to shift a little bit more going into like the military, those that served our country and the military who have, due to service or any other circumstances, have lost their vision and having some trouble maintaining within the military or just advanced employment, helping out and being able to still work in the military. You're just not in the infantry or overseas in regards to on the ground, so to speak. Anybody have any questions or anything right now? Am I going too fast, too slow? No comments. All right. So the next one was the one that was mentioned for the air carrier travel. Again, Raul mentioned to where the forms with the different changes with service animals and the ESA animals. Apologies. Again, making sure that it's an actual service animal that is being allowed on the planes in the appropriate ways to where they go with us and we have access. The more challenging changes were the forms that were created that aren't quite accessible and hard to either access or just be able to achieve to be able to fly. So this one was also passed and welcomed into one the resolutions and to help push forward to make it easier for those. The fourth resolution, so the air carrier one was actually resolution number 10. They didn't quite always go in the specific order of the title of the resolution. The fourth resolution was the website accessibility. It was more as it's been talked about throughout the convention, in any other meetings that anybody attend to working up in regards to getting more accessible businesses, making their websites accessible in any other services in the education forum or other areas, just to where we are able to do just as much as anyone else with the sighted, or receive and obtain any information that we would like, or want or need. The fifth resolution, was a little bit more looking for resolved issues. There's been a lot of problems, I guess, lately through the National Library Services or the UPS, with packages being delayed or not delivered on time or being lost and wanting that back up to what it should be and rectifying those issues and challenges and what's been happening lately.
I would like to say something here. So
go right ahead.
The National Library Service, many, many years ago, a law was put in place where materials that blind people use, whether it be Braille, tapes, talking book things, some machines that have to do with reading, any Braille books, all of that can travel, be mailed via the Free Matter for the Blind system. And what's been happening, and I am talking with the Utah State Library, they have told me that mail is definitely traveling slower. Because that those things are free matter, and some have felt that the post offices, maybe not everywhere, but to some extent around the country, have placed that those materials, you know, with less priority. And so this resolution says that this should not be done, that whatever we, whatever is sent free matter should be sent with the same priority as anything else that anyone else sends. And what I found is that like I've ordered books from National Braille Press and they've come to me like boom, just like that. But then, you know, other Braille items may take longer. Though I will say that the letters that the center that I send out for the center, and they're in very large print to people. And that is one of the stipulations. So there are several stipulations that have to be followed when you use the free matter system. For example, it has to be sent, from an agency serving the blind to other blind people. It could be a Braille letter sent to another blind person that would go free matter. When I was a girl in the summers, I would send all my friends big, long Braille letters, and they went free matter. But one of the things is if you send printed material, it must be at least 14, I believe it's 14 font. And mine are usually more like 20 or 22 because I want to make sure all the folks that get our support group letter announcements can read them. So, yeah, people have just been feeling that the mail has slowed way down. And I think in general it probably has, but it's definitely possible that there have been some slow mail deliveries for those with expecting to have books and things from the library. So that's what that's really about.
Yeah, they, at the base and bottom is they want the service provided in a decent, respectful, timely manner.
That's right.
Like anything else.
Absolutely.
Anybody else have any questions or comments about any of the resolutions so far?
Sorry, I'm being a little noisy over here. I guess I can mute myself.
So the sixth resolution is the one in regards to the guide dog training facilities, the transparencies, in regards, as Raul mentioned, it's so everybody can have an informed decision prior to arriving and participating through the training program to make sure you know all of what both parties or all parties involved have agreed to or want within the contract or agreement when a service, a guide dog is provided. So there is also in regards to it, a guide dog bill of rights is what they called it. Kind of like the bill of rights for in the Constitution, but in regards to the matter of a guide dog, because some people on both sides, have worries about civil rights, human rights, have been brought into the thoughts of mistreatment when attending to receive a guide dog in the different training facility or programs. Resolution 7, this one, it's based on what we've all been working at towards is the reasonable accommodations regarding employment for the applicants as well as current employees to make sure that they have the same equal access and ability to apply without struggling to get the basic accessibility, reasonable accommodations that we have the right to. Resolution 8, this one kind of shifts again a little bit and more towards the ophthalmologist different businesses in regards to those doctors working with and trying to help those maintain and their eyesight. There's been some worries and struggles or irritations in regards to ophthalmologists not giving solutions or potential connections and contacts of agencies like the Alaska Center for the Blind or any other facility that has some good resources for potential if someone may be losing their vision but not quite there, that they can reach out and connect with prior to the loss of vision before it gets into a tight, all of a sudden, panicky kind of situation sometimes where you work and try to do all sorts of different things to keep your eyesight, and then all of a sudden there's new information or there's no information and you're left without your vision. And so it's wanting to make sure that resources are given to those that are blind or low vision or potential someone that's struggling temporarily or maybe losing their vision in the near or future. Bonnie, you want to comment and get that, kind of cover that correctly?
I am not looking at the list, and maybe Tara can add something, but I believe this is really is partly about if you go to a doctor's office and you are told, well, there's nothing we can do and that's that, you really are not given the information that you need to make some choices about the remainder of your life. So too often, medical establishments don't have the right information about what the possibilities are for someone who is blind or maybe low vision. And so people don't find out about the National Federation of the Blind. So ideally, and we could certainly start doing some of this. Of course, you know, the issue is often transportation, getting to all these places when you have a poor bus system, when it's expensive to use Uber and Lyft. But ideally, even maybe sending packages to eye doctors with information about the NFB. And I know the center has put from time to the time has taken information to these places. But when people have, I like to say that when people receive training from someplace like the Alaska Center for the Blind, I work there. I think we have some really excellent instructors. But when you include the NFB in that whole mix, what happens is people may learn how to do some things, but once they learn a philosophy or an idea about the fact that blindness is not the end of the world, not only can you learn some things from some blind instructors, but you can do so much more if you feel like I can live the life I want, if you really have that attitude, if you learn that there are many other people out there. And it just so happens, though there is a high unemployment rate among blind and low vision people, what it's important to know is that there are lots of people doing various jobs. To me, that is like the most important thing for people to know, is that people are working, not enough by any means. I know that, but there are some people who are working, and some of them are doing jobs that, I would never have expected. I think for me, sometimes when I hear about somebody looking for a particular job, it seems like suddenly I know someone who's doing it. And that's what I try to tell people. Don't sell yourself short. Have expectations of yourself that say, I don't know how I'm going to do this right just yet, but I am going to do the research, learn the skills so that if it's possible, I can do it. And that includes things like maybe someone wants to be a doctor. I know of someone who's working toward that goal and they're a blind person. And so when you have this way of getting all the information, if you're able to get all the information, then the likelihood of you making decisions that will really benefit you forever are just greater.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think a lot of it with this resolution, it's more of being able to realize that you're not alone, that you do have support. There are others in, you can find or talk to others that may not be in the exact position or circumstances that you're in, but have been to a certain degree in your position and can give you tips or advice or recommend even others to talk to who have a closer experience or knowledge that can help you and encourage you to follow your dreams or do what you want to and do for the rest of your life.
So I guess I would say just always keep in mind that there's a lot of information out there, and the NFB can play a really big role in that, that information that will change a person's life.
So, resolution 9, jumps back to the voting and just wanting to make sure that the equal accessibility of being able to vote privately and electronically without having to get the assistance needed for some voting from, I think, in the past and others, to where you can vote electronically, but then you have to print it out and sign it and put it in an envelope and mail it out, which isn't fully independently accessible. And so this one's kind of just working towards that goal of that angle on the voting accessibility. Resolution 11 was also passed. So resolution 11 is in regards to the recruitment and applications and technologies for federal employees or potential employees to make sure they're wanting to have to work with investigating and resolving this issue of a lot of times some employees are stuck on the same level or the same spot because of technology accessibility challenges, and so they're not able to advance in their department or area of interest. And so it's kind of working towards and bringing down those barriers to where you can, again, reach for the goals in anything that you want to do and have that access. So resolution 12, they withdrew this one to continue to work and to write it the way that they're aiming for the correct goals in regards to the accreditation and qualifications.
So Katie, since it's not there, don't worry. Just skip ahead.
Right. I was just doing a brief. This is something, but it's in progress. So. So resolution 13, the ACRE seemed to be off limits, and so it's wanting recognition in the experts. So a lot of it, and maybe anybody else that's more involved in this or participating in it, my understanding with this resolution is wanting the recognition of blind experts and experiences.
Oh, I know what that one is.
In the fields.
So that has to do with the, there's a couple of certifying bodies of blindness professionals, and one of them is the ACVREP. So I have a degree that is certified through that organization. And what this one is saying is the NFB would like to be recognized as professionals, but also experts in the areas of blindness, because we experience blindness, we know blindness. So sometimes I think that these organizations haven't really recognized that the NFB is important. I've seen it in some operations in training centers that aren't NFB certified, and where what the NFB has to say is not really deemed that significant. And so this resolution is asking that the ACVREP, and then I don't know if AER is mentioned in there or not. I don't have it in front of me, but we just want more recognition along with the NFB certifying body that certifies the NFB trained professionals. And I'm sorry, I can never remember the actual acronym letters for that. Professionals in blindness. Yeah. Terry, maybe you know. So
I always mix up all those letters. The
does it start with P?
Professional development.
PDRI.
It's like acronym soup.
Yeah.
That soup.
It totally is. Anyway, I barely know ACVREP, and it's just because I've said it so many times and had to deal with them.
You're right, Bonnie. A lot of times in a lot of those conferences, like Vision Serve Alliance, when a lot of the people are brought together,
we're not included.
Our leaders and our members are not taken seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, they want the equal.
I've seen that with AER. I've definitely experienced that personally. So, yeah. Is your center there, Vision Serve, there in Vegas?
We have a few centers. We have in Northern Nevada, we have Northern Nevada Center for Independent Living. We have the Blind Center of Nevada. Mm-hmm. And we have a training center called Blind Connect, Angela's House.
Okay. And do you know, are they VSA?
I don't know who they serve under.
Mm-hmm. I know the Lost Center for the Blind. They used to pay for the VSA. It's not cheap. membership. I don't know that we are anymore. I haven't heard that we are. I've sent things to the director just because we used to. And they do offer a lot of workshops and stuff. But again, it's just hard to say how willing they are to, you know, let NFB in the door. That's all.
Right. And here in Nevada, it's taken me years just to be invited into some of the roundtable discussions that are hosted by a lot of the other agencies and organizations that serve the blind, because they're agencies and we're just an organization. So
yeah, we're an organization of consumers. And
yes.
Again, it's that idea that we're the professionals and you guys are the consumers, and the twain shall not meet. We are in charge, and you're just the consumers, and it's just craziness. Anyway, that's that one.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for expanding on it, because sometimes, you know, listening all of them and trying to take the notes and.
Yeah. So let me just say something about resolutions. And I think this is really important. So resolutions are a way of saying, this is what we'd like to see happen, and we're going to work toward that. So once resolutions are created, that's when the work begins. I mean, they're hard to write, for one thing. the language is resolution language, and therefore on the certain whereas and blah blah blah. But they really are a way for people to say, you know what, we want to see this change, and then so we're going to write it up. This is a change we'd like, and now we're going to get down on the ground and start working towards it. So anyway, that's my thoughts about resolutions. How many more do we have left, Katie?
Not much. We're on resolution 14. The resolution. So we only have a couple more. There was 18 that there were 18, but two were withdrawn.
Right. So is there, of the ones remaining, is there a favorite one? You know, if we can get one more, then take a break before we have the last of our meetings. Let's do that.
What time is it? Let's see.
It's past 4:30. I know. When you're working, okay. When you're doing it, it's hard. It's impossible to keep track of time.
Yeah. Yep, so I'll do this one. So we have 14. Let's see. I'll have to go back through.
Does anyone have any questions?
Okay. So,
go ahead. All right. You got it.
Yeah.
You ready?
So basically the last few, one of them is the digital conferences, to making sure those are accessible. The other one is public safety in the pedestrian walking, that they had. And then again, and then the other one was the kiosks and like the medical facilities and the airports. So those are the other goals. Trying to get the accessibility in those areas.
Nice. All right. Well, these things are online, everyone. And if you need a link, I'd be happy to send you a link. You can, if you are on the email list that is from the NFB, it's called NFB of Alaska. If you happen to be on that list, all you need to do is write a note to the list and say, and then I will see it, Katie will see it, I really would like to read more about this. Can someone send me a link? And we'll get you a link. So
yeah. Yeah, we can definitely get you a link. I found it actually pretty easily on the NFB website, and we can definitely send it out. These are just my notes quickly jotting down, and it's just more of here's what we've seen. Here's a lot of complaints we've heard and the frustrations, and here's where we're trying to angle to resolve those issues.
Sweet. Thank you so much for sharing.